The guys are here. They're through. They are through with rehearsing. This is not a rehearsal, my friend. This is live. How are you guys? You okay? Get yourself somewhere to a mic. It being radio, I can see lips move, but I can't hear a damn thing. We got Danny and Tim from Hybrid Kid. What do you reckon? What happened to Mattia, the drummer?
He's packing juggling balls in a warehouse.
He's packing juggling balls in a warehouse.
Yeah, it's not innuendo.
That's a cracking gig.
Yeah.
And literally, that is so specific. It's just juggling balls.
It's a juggling warehouse, I think.
Do you have any idea?
I think they have hula hoops as well.
And they might have some of that, yeah.
They might have some hula hoops. Yeah. I mean, we're not talking the crisps here.
But they're going crazy in the January sales, so, you know.
He's got to keep packing balls.
I
don't know what's going on. I don't know. Apparently, my voice is sounding very sexy this evening. Well, I tell you what. I tell you a story about that. 2 weeks, 2 days ago, I could hardly talk, and that's probably what's going on. I haven't been well, you see, so I've got that kind of post-ill blues. What is going on? What's that noise out in the open market? Are they playing?
Just
general noise going on out there. So listen, guys, you're so welcome. Mattia, I'm afraid, can't be with us. He's juggling balls out in somewhere, I don't know. Where do you reckon the factory is, or this warehouse place?
Shoreham, isn't it? Down Shoreham.
I don't know. Don't ask me. I didn't know we had a juggling factory in Shoreham.
Port Slade. Circus Central.
Oh, Port Slade. Of course, yeah. It would. Now it makes sense. Yeah. If you'd said Slade earlier, I'd have known. I don't know where you're going. That is absolutely fine. So what's going on in Hybrid Kids land? Because, you know, we had the Minor Escapes, and am I right in thinking that was a while ago?
That was kind of a while ago. So we've
does it really have 2007 written on this?
Probably something like that.
Danny, what the...
What's been going on?
Neither of us are old enough that to be true. That's the thing. Yeah. How can that be? Did you really come in back in 2007?
No. We came in about 2 years ago.
Yeah, but you went in. You came in before that as well, I'm sure.
I don't think so.
Well, look at you. He doesn't have a clue, does he? No,
it's not his job to know.
Tim, you're absolutely right.
Get a marketing guy in here. Yeah.
When you say it's not his job to know, what is his job? What is his job?
I'm not sure. His job is to be looked after, I think. Yes. By everyone around him.
There is definitely care needed. Nurtured, care, love.
With my minions.
Your little minions. So you've come crashing back with a beautiful little EP. We've been playing David Lean a fair bit. Tell me about that track. Is it about David Lean, the actor, the director? Is it as specific as that?
Well, it's in a vague sort of way. I was watching a lot of his films and it kind of snuck in there somehow.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. Is that how you tend to write? Just things snuck in.
I don't know. It's really hard to say. It's just, you know, whatever fits, you know.
It's harder for me to say because I'm not you.
Yeah.
But I don't know how you work, you see.
It's organic, man.
Is it?
Yeah.
God, well, that's...
Just chuck it all in the mix and see what comes out the other side.
Is it vegan?
With a couple of covered sesame seeds
with
on the
a small
side.
V.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know. I don't even know what that means. It's vegan, man, but with a small V.
Yeah. That's serious vegan.
Can we have that on the poster? Hybrid Kid, vegan with a small V. It's totally organic. Yes, it is. I do wish whatever they're packing out there, they would stop, because it's messing with my equilibrium. Is that table tennis or something? Can you see anything going on there? It's like you know that game down in the old bowling alley with you do that ice pack thing.
Yeah.
It sounds like
air hockey.
Yeah. It sounds like they're going three rounds of air hockey.
It does sound a lot of air hockey.
It's crazy.
And it may well be air hockey.
Shall we do something extraordinary? Shall we do a live track? And then we can have a chat, because the mics are not really set up for you to talk to me at the moment. I feel like I'm talking in a fog. Because you're coming like you're way off mic. So shall we do that? What are you going to play live for us?
This first one's on the EP. It's called Setting Sun.
Setting Sun. So this is totally new to us. So the only track we've had, I think, is David Lean. Is that right?
That's all you've heard so far.
You've been holding it back. You've been dripping.
Got to keep them keen. Yeah.
You've kept us keen, all right. Yeah. Tell you, I think we've kept me something anyway. Folks, you are listening to The Pete Jones Show. First of 2019. Who would have known that we are vaguely sober and almost holding it together? We've got Hybrid Kid here. Mattia, by the way, do text in if you put those juggling balls down. Let us know what is going on. This brand new track, what's it called again?
Setting Sun.
Setting Sun. Take it away.
Getting late, the field of play, setting sun, wipe away the games that you miss, tears that you care. We're making it out of today. I love you, fine weed, as it is. We're making headway, can't you see it? Falling out of place now, finding your feet. But all those games that you miss, tears that you kiss, and we're making it all up today. I love you, fine weed, as it is.
Around the room. I now have a microphone again. You see, who knew? Who could have seen the join in that ridiculous thing? That was fantastic. That is Setting Sun. The brand new, is that going to be the new single?
No, Irish Nanny is going to be the next one, isn't it?
Irish Nanny, yeah, okay. Which is also on this little EP. So are you going to do something, I'm just going to guess, are you going to slowly release track by track from this four-track EP?
That is exactly what we're going to do.
That is such a good idea.
Or you can buy the whole thing in one go on CD or vinyl.
Well, okay, wait a minute. Just rewind that if you're going to do it on cassette. How do we do that? Where do we buy this stuff?
Well, you need to go to our Bandcamp site.
Yes, I do.
Yeah,
I do.
Which you'll get to through our website.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me guess. Hybrid-kid.com?
Oh my God!
Well, I know it's something crazy.
O-M-G-G.
I know, and if you're wondering, we're spelling hybrid H Y B R I D and then Dash, and then Kid. Hybrid Kid. How did you come up with that name? Because it is a goodie. I do like that name.
It's been a while now. It's kind of a friend's idea. I know some other animators like Tim, and there was going to be a cartoon character years ago. The cartoon never happened, but we did. So,
is this your artwork, Tim, by the way?
Danny's artwork.
That's why we have to look after him.
Danny's, you know.
You guys are so talented, aren't you? See, ridiculous. I don't know where it's going. Of course, all this talent.
it's just spinning around in the open market.
So I don't know. Seriously, you've got to bottle it sometime because it's just gone. You've got to grab it.
Wildfire.
We are heading towards, at the end of this week, actually, Friday the 11th of January 2019. Got to say it to believe it. Cannot believe we were already there. You've got a little, is it a CD launch, an EP launch of sorts, kind of?
Yeah, of sorts. Yeah. Although we'll be doing a few small gigs, fun gigs around Brighton.
This is
going to be a good fun one. All the January ones are fun ones.
Of course they are. So that leaves the Camberwell Road Studios not fun.
No, that's a fun one too.
Oh, okay, but it's in February.
Different kind of fun.
That's February fun because it's not dry February. It'll be wet February, won't it?
Wait a minute.
Big fun.
Guys, is this double what's going fun on here? Yeah. Are you fun both doing dry jam?
No. But it's for people who are.
I'm so glad none of that made sense. Seriously. There we were. There I was, already thinking, this is why they're so foggy-headed. It's not at all. They're still half-cut. That's fantastic. So we've got the Admiral. Remind us where that is. That's kind of over there, isn't it? Elm Grovey, isn't it?
Yeah, bottom of Elm Grove. It used to be called a Cornerstone or something, wasn't it?
For a while. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'll go with that.
Something else.
Then it's the Admiral.
Right at the bottom. It's a nice pub. It's good in there.
Do we need to know anything about the other guys, the Orders and TDK? What's going on? Do we know anything, you know, other than they're great?
They're really great.
Yeah.
Okay. It's going to be a great night.
How did you get this gig? Moira Promotions. Yeah, who are they?
I think it's Moira. I don't think it's Moira. I think that's his auntie.
What did I say? Moira.
This is Auntie Moira.
Okay, sorry. Moira. By the way, it's theadmiralbrighton.com if you want to find out how to get there. Do we know any details on... Do we know anything at all? Do we know how much tickets are?
It's free.
It's free to get in.
Believe it.
It's a nice pub.
Do you know what? My kind of price. I don't mind a free. Yeah. That is good. That gets you out of that kind of excuse of not spending any money in jam. Mm.
Exactly.
You see? Yeah. And I'm sure, you know, you can... Obviously, make a half a pint last all night. That'll happen. So really, you're in for less than a fiver and you're home. Only you can walk home, of course.
Bands.
Walk home, get three bands. The Orders, TDK, and of course, Hybrid Kid. Moira. I don't know why I want to say Moira. Moira Promotions are doing that one. The Admiral Brighton. .com. What about, I mentioned cheekily, I snuck in the 2nd of Feb gig. Campbell Road Studios as well. What is that? Is that just you guys on your own?
No, there's guys we know quite well. Decadent Days playing and
Decadent Dave.
The Decadent Days.
Nice.
Yeah, and Decadent Days. Got Mr. Larceny. That's Paul. He's the guy's organised.
Are these local really nice bands?
Guy. Yeah.
Could you do me a favour and get and give me their details?
Yes.
And then we can do a double promotion. We can play them.
Plug the lot.
Plug
the
away.
Us.
Plug all of you. Yeah. Plug till you
crazy.
Can't be plugged no more. Tim is already wiping tears from his eyes at the mere thought of that. I don't know what it means, to be honest, quite frankly. You mentioned that the January gigs are fun gigs.
Definitely.
What else have you got in January? Because I've only got details of one. So what do you know that I don't?
Then we're going to do the real EP launch party as well, which will be double fun.
And when's that?
We don't know yet because we're just organising that.
You're just teasing. No wonder.
That's going to be the big. That's going to be the party.
And you wonder why I find it hard to promote you.
And that'll be
drip feeding you. That's what it is.
Drip you, more than,
and that'd be more than free to get into as well. Yeah. That'd be like, we'll more give money as people walk through the door.
I'm being told, in no uncertain terms, all in capitals, to stop with the plug-in. Okay, I'm sorry. There'll be no more plug-in. I promise. It'll be a plug-free zone. To be honest, that is basically all I'm supposed to be doing it.
But that's my mum.
I beg your pardon?
Is that my mum who said that?
Oh, how did you know that? Yes, Anna in Hove has just texted in. She's saying, I've been asleep. Well, you've missed nothing, quite frankly. I mean, you know, to be honest, you've missed absolutely zippity-doo. But now it's going to get good. Shall I play a CD track?
Yeah.
Because you're both looking absolutely spent after that last track. What shall I play?
Hopefully the new single, Irish Nanny, would be a good one.
Oh, okay, one okay, yeah, then you can tell me all about it, because I'm sure you can remember how you wrote it and what it means to you. You can do that, can't you?
You give me a notepad.
Guys, I tell you what, I mean, who says, honestly? What? Oh, okay, we're on.
Get me,
good. That is grand. The first time I've heard that. Setting Sun, first track from the David Lean EP from Hybrid Kid. Very, very nice. Very good. I don't know what. What?
That one's Irish Nanny. The one we did earlier was Setting Sun.
Hey, wait a minute. Sorry, wait, what's going on? They didn't know. Wait, you could have.
Sorry, made,
that could have sounded like I knew what I was talking about. That.
Dropped you in it.
Should we start again? That was Irish Nanny.
Yes.
Of course it was. Who said it? Oh, who said Setting Sun? You know, we're trying out these guys next door. Sure. This is going to be their last week because they've made nothing but mistakes tonight. I don't know if you've noticed any of them, but that was a ridiculous mistake. Shall I read this out? Don't know. This is from Colin texting again. He says, I'll buy you a pint next time I see you. What do you see? That's nice. I don't mind a text like that, especially if it's you know, at the Admiral while we're watching the Hybrid Kid doing their gig. See what it did? So you've
free
got
entry.
Free entry. That is ludicrous.
Two other bands.
So can you just tell me, how did you get this gig? And who are Mora Promotions? What happened? They got in touch with you and you said yeah. Or?
We played there before, about a year ago. We played there. So okay. Ollie runs it. So and he kind of runs the bar and does the mixing and everything. He's multitasking.
So have you got the hybrids? The hybrids. What do you call your fans? All those fans.
Hybridettes.
The hybridettes. Yeah. Have you got the hybridettes coming down?
And the hybrid dudes.
In the hybrid dudes. liking that. That's good.
That's pretty good.
So the hybrid dudes are coming down on the 11th. If you are a hybrid dude, do text us 07909 547336. Let us know how long you've been a hybrid dude. And if you've got all the t-shirt and the merch. You mentioned that there's vinyl and CD or compact disc. Mm-hmm. Are you going to be bringing that stacking it at the back of the hall on Friday for people to buy?
Of course.
And
of
if
course
so, this is what I'm intrigued about. Have you cut a whole load of the stuff? Have you got it all? Yeah,
loads of it. Christmas presents for the next 20 years.
Is it in a certain warehouse in Port Slade underneath a lot of juggling balls?
Is it? Certainly is.
Two-for-one special.
Two-for-one.
With a juggling ball.
Buying or selling. I'm not asking for five. What's the going price for an EP, a Hybrid Kid EP? What are you going to do?
Well, they're a lot more expensive on the website, but on the night, there'll be a fiver each.
A fiver each. That is ridiculous. That is a very good price.
A mellow fiver.
A mellow fiver. Yeah. So, if you can make half a pint last all night, you'll still be out in and out with less than a tenner.
Totally.
Not bad.
Go lime and soda. Buy both.
Yeah, lime and soda. These days, lime and soda is more expensive than a beer. Yeah. They'll say, would you like that? Would that be Fever Tree? You know, soda? No, it wouldn't. Crying out loud, Fever Tree. Don't you go craft on me, is what I say. Don't give me a craft. Sorry if you are fans of The Beer Show on Reverb and you love your craft ale. I do too. I'm only joshing. But you can't. Everything's artisan, isn't it? Everything. Yeah. Look at you. Well, except Hybrid Kid, of course.
Because
you've been around since 2007. Mm. And you're just chugging out the old stuff.
We're partisan.
This four-track EP, does that mean there is an album burying its way to the surface? And if so, would it be, what, 2022?
I don't think it'll be imminent, because that one costs a fortune. But
what, you mean
to get some more recording?
It costs you a fortune to record. So where'd you do it?
It's up in London. Fancy studios up there. So
can I ask the obvious question? Yeah. Why? Are studios in Brighton not good enough, or do you have a phenomenally good link and a very good producer?
We just got a good offer to go up there. We got sweet talk.
Someone was paying the trade fare.
Yeah, we got a good offer. The offer we couldn't refuse.
Shall we mention the studios? Where are they? No.
Because they ripped us off.
So, oh, no.
They didn't they?
No.
They
okay.
They
okay, luckily they're not listening. That is fine. Oh, dear. Oh, dearie. Text in saying, just asking the obvious question, when have you ever asked for a lime and soda? Well, this is true. This is true. That is very true. I can't think of ever there was a time. But it wasn't me that mentioned it. So, you know, I was just going along with it, obviously. So what about the rest of 2019? If there isn't an album for us to look forward to, there's obviously these four tracks, which you are dangling like carrots. Are you looking for more gigs, more festivals, that kind of thing? What's the plan, hybrid plan?
It's definitely gigs
now,
and going towards festivals in the summer. That's the plan at the moment. And hopefully, you know, maybe do another EP, certainly write songs and get another EP out. But I think album-wise, you know, ask us in the autumn about that, I would say.
Oh, I will. I'll ask you.
Yeah, we've got lots of new songs.
What would be the festival or festivals of your desire choice? Obviously, the Pyramid Stage at Glastonbury. Let's take that as read. But apart from that, what would you, you know, what would you like to do?
Mostly aiming at the, you know, these sort of smaller, you know, 200 to 500 independent type festivals. There's quite a few around Brighton, sort of, you know, Sussex, Kent sort of area. But we're talking to a whole bunch of them, just trying to get on their, you know, on their bills.
Yeah. Is it tricky? Is it okay? Do you find
it's medium. I'd say it's in the middle.
Okay.
It's in the middle.
Middle of tricky. Yeah. And what about just gigs in general? Is that, do you have a sort of a few that kind of will come to you?
Yeah, I think like the Admiral one. You get once you've either worked with a venue
and or got on with
or
them.
Yeah, and got on with them, or you've worked with a sound person and they remember you. Then that build is starting now. We only started gigging properly again, you know, in September or so.
Yeah.
And it's building, you know, so we've got places like we get invited back to places like the Green Door Store, you know, who often need someone to fill in at the last minute. So being a local band, you've got a good advantage to do
Green
that
Door
sort of
Score,
thing.
That, I mean, that's a great place
yeah,
to play,
it's such
isn't
a great
it?
Venue.
And it really
yeah.
suits your sound,
yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
think.
No, it's great. I mean, you know, the whole, it sounds great in there. It's a good night out.
It's
know,
a great night. Yeah. It just feels like a proper venue.
Yeah, it really does.
You know, because that's quite hard these days. I don't know why, but it just, you know, I've been to quite a lot of gigs of late, but they've all been reasonably big ones.
Yeah,
and
I just keep
chasing what it used to be like. And it's not about age. It's not about us getting old. It's about something about the mindset of the crowd seems to be different. I think everyone wants to record it.
That's very true.
Trap it, and there's a sort of a safety, and there's a distance. People don't get involved.
Do you know
what I mean by that?
I do. I noticed that, especially in like theatre size gigs, like you go to the Dome. It'll be, you'll think the audience aren't into it until like the last song, and all of a sudden they erupt, and it's like,
where have you been?
Having a really good time. You know?
It's really weird.
It's weird.
And
yeah.
It's almost like they need to be retrained
as to
go loony like we used to.
Yeah.
I mean, the nice thing is you don't get burnt every 5 minutes with
exactly,
you know, endless cigarettes, which is always a bit of a hazard from a gig. Equally, there's not a lot of.
I don't know, people are just very self conscious, it seems, these days.
I think they are. That's a shame, isn't it?
It is, because that's why
we're supposed to go to gigs.
Well, because bands feed off that as well. You know, they feed off an audience getting excited. So if you can imagine, if you're watching a band and they're really great, but imagine their view.
You've got to give back. Imagine
what they're looking at.
I agree, actually. And I think there was an element of people don't quite get that. They don't get the fact that the energy they give out, they'll get back.
And that's when it starts working. You know,
it really does. Yeah. So listen, will you let me know? Obviously, you will. I know, but as and when you got gigs coming up,
we certainly will.
And a bit like with these guys, the Orders and TDK or whatever, or bands that you were mentioning, local bands, let us know that, and then we can promote both. You know, we can do the double header, which is always good.
That's very kind.
What are you going to play live for us now?
A sad ballad.
Endless. Is it one of the four?
It's not. This is.
Oh, hello.
Kind of previous.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Hello. This is good. What's it called?
Endless.
Let me just swing one mic this way and one mic that way. And I don't think DLT had to do this when he was doing his radio show. I don't think Noel Edmonds ever had to do this. Anyway, let's swing.
Oh, when I'm near and miss you, you fade away in a song. Can have the consequence it all but you. Sinking sun. All the houses down, sold you wrong. Don't peel it a day. On and on, the little scar to settle. Get over you. How wide is that sunset? Far is over there. How wide is your promise to save beyond compare? I miss you, following me around. I miss you, you fell away in a song, looking at the consequence. It all but you. How wide is that sunset? The fire is over there. What is your promise to save beyond compare?
From Hybrid Kid. Good job there's no webcam on this, to be honest. That was great. What was that track called again?
Endless,
which is not on the first album and it's not on this EP. So what happened?
Well, these other recordings, which maybe we could stick out an album. These bits that never got heard.
Yes, please, because I'm a little bit of a come of, you know, give. Come on, baby. What is the point in not is normally my philosophy. So how much more is hanging around that we haven't got?
There's a lot.
A lot
of floating tracks.
What? Yeah. You need to be taken in hand and shaken very sternly, sir.
You've got to move on. You've got to do new stuff.
Well, yeah, move on. But, you know, move on once you've let us have it. You know, I don't mind moving on. But that is crazy. That's crazy. That's good. I love that song. That's
Thank
grand.
You.
So in terms of playing live, have you got a... You could just go on forever. You could do an hour and a half set.
If they let us, yeah.
Well, yeah, obviously, if you haven't been slung off Blues Brothers style.
Well, with a drum solo.
Yeah.
Well, don't talk about drums. We haven't even heard from Mattia. He's still juggling over in Port Slade. We're sitting on a stash of Hybrid Kid vinyl somewhere, trying to package it up while he's not juggling. Yes, that is true. Is it a pricey venture getting this stuff printed and, you know,
reasonably. Yeah, I mean, if you can shift it all, then it'll pay for itself.
Yeah,
but it's more of a case of having some product to sell than trying to make any money at all.
Yeah. But no, I get that.
It's knowing how to sell, how to promote it. I don't know. Could use some help that way, really.
Do you think that's changed much in the decade or so that you've been going? Do you think? Or, you know, put it this way: do you get much truck out of selling MP3s or track by track or that kind of stuff?
I'm not great at this sort of stuff. So
you mean marketing or selling?
Terrible.
Or
marketing was not great. But it was interesting because when we did release the EP to start with, most of the sales were for vinyl. which was really nice.
That's good.
You know, but I think that's quite appealing. You know, 12-inch single is, you know,
love it.
And so you know, people like that. So that, most people bought it on that, not on CD.
You're talking about this new EP.
Yeah.
Great. Is that the first thing you've done on vinyl?
Yeah, as far as I know, I only joined Hybrid Kid at the start of last year.
So, yeah.
You know, but I don't think I've not seen any other vinyl.
You don't.
But vinyl's come back, hasn't it? You know,
you don't want to know what happened to the other bass player. you know this warehouse lockup in Port Slade we've been talking about.
It was a long way away.
Don't. All I'm going to say is, when they ask you, when Danny says, "Oh, Tim, could you pick up something from the lockup in Port Slade underneath the juggling balls?"
Can you get those bottle openers?
Just don't go over there. It's a one-way journey. It's messy. It's nasty. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I've seen too many movies. Maybe I haven't. What should we do? Do you want to try to play an EP track?
That'd be great.
Would you like us to play David Lean?
Yeah.
Because I would, if that's, but you know, I take the lead from you. I'm going to have to stop you vaguely here. According to this, it's a 6-minute track. That ain't right, is it? Yeah. We might have to fade at some point, if that's okay. In the meantime, this is the first. What? I beg your pardon?
I'm not sure it's okay.
What? fade 6 minutes and two.
Listen to it, and then if you want to fade it, fade it.
God, but, tell you, he's
going to miss the end, but he's going to miss the Mellotron.
I bet.
It costs us 99% of the budget. On that
a bit of Tim on the bass at the end is what I'm guessing. It's a bass solo that we have to wait for 5 minutes and 50 seconds for. Let's do it. Shall we do it? We're just chatting. Let's do it. last drop, or else they'll beat me up. Very, very gorgeous. Very gorgeous. You're right, you see. That didn't feel like 6 minutes and 2 seconds.
Because you slept for the middle
wasn't
two.
That painful, was it?
It wasn't that painful at all. I'd do that again. In fact, I often have. That is David Lean, the first single from the Hybrid Kid EP. Absolutely gorgeous. I really love this new... These four, well, I haven't heard all four of them yet. Warning Shot, I haven't heard. But Irish Nanny and Setting Sun... Both brilliant. Please, guys, go and support them. Friday, if you're listening to the repeat on Friday, it's tonight, 11th of January, 8 o'clock at the Admiral. It's a free gig. Well, I mean, what better way to just feel better about yourself in January? We all get a little bit blues-ridden, sometimes a little bit run down, a little bit ill. This sounds like a goodie. You got Hybrid Kid, you got The Orders, you got TDK. It sounds like a gorgeous way to kick start the weekend. So, guys, thank you so much for coming in, Danny and Tim. Hopefully we'll meet Mattia next time, if he can come drag himself away. Away from that eponymous warehouse we keep talking about, and just have a fantastic year, you two. It's just so good to see you.
Thanks very much.
If you can get back into some studio or other and dig out
a jingle
three, well, you always do a jingle. God, my God, are you kidding? We're always ready for that. You don't need a studio for that. Have you heard some of these jingles? No, do. Anyway, you're more than welcome to give us the Pete Jones Show jingle from the Hybrid Kid. That would be amazing. No, I was going to say, if it sounds like, you know, you've got some tracks that we really do want to hear, you know? Yeah. Even if they come out in EP fashion or even track by track, we will play them.
Okay.
If I made that point?
We'll get it.
In the meantime, hybrid-kid.com for all the things you might want. I'm sure you on there you can... Is there a shop? Can you buy stuff from the website?
Yep.
He's ready. He's got his cash machine already. Send them. The noise of the cash machine is never too far away. Folks, thank you so much for coming in. And best of luck this Friday. Have a great, great gig. And see you very soon. Stick in touch. Thanks, guys.
Pete Jones Radio, that's where I want.